If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And as mentioned, we're talking about the big news story for today. If I say, we buy cars, we buy cars. Dun, 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 dun. Yep, I'm sure many of you are very familiar with that ad, familiar with their billboards, and now going to be familiar with the share code WBC. This comes after We Buy Cars has officially been unbundled from Transaction Capital and now listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. If I'm not mistaken, having touched just over 20 Rand per share during trade today. But to tell us more, we join on the line by Faan van der Walt, CEO of We Buy Cars. Faan, congratulations and welcome to the show this evening, sir.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks a lot. And good evening to the listeners as well. Gugu, can we make a deal that you record our next radio ad? You've got a fantastic voice.
Fantastic. I'm there for it, Faan. More than happy to contribute, right? I'll even change my tone. Hopefully it will be better. But on that note, Faan, I'm really keen to understand today's journey has been one that started quite a few years ago. And I guess as one of the key drivers and influences in founding the business, help us contextualize the excitement that you felt this morning and the journey thus far.
Yeah, it felt unreal being at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and listing your company. It's a fantastic privilege that not many entrepreneurs have the privilege to do. So, we were extremely fortunate over the years. This is a business that my brother and Dirk started over 20 years ago with very little. In fact, we bought and sold vehicles from our homes. Mm-hmm. And slowly but steadily build the business over many years and learn many lessons along the way of what to do and, more importantly, what not to do. We kept to our values and the way we were brought up. Mm-hmm. and kept the profits in the business as well. So the business grew slowly but surely, organically, and today it's a big machine. We buy and sell over 14,000 vehicles every month.
Yeah. And that's quite a significant number, Faan. And I can imagine, before we talk about ongoing sales, I'm keen to understand about your preparation before listing. As we know, you were acquired by Transaction Capital, which in itself is a listed entity. But talk us through this journey in terms of the compliance and the rigorous planning and preparations you had to put in place to make sure that you are fit to be a public company.
Yes, and there's quite a lot of that. So I'm very fortunate to have a fantastic finance team with We Buy Cars. And as you said, we have now for nearly 3-4 years been part of a listed entity. So a lot of the requirements that come along with a listed entity, we also already adhered to. So it was not such a big change, but in order to get listed, there's a lot of requirements and boxes that needs to be ticked. One of them being producing a pre-listing statement. Mm. Now, the word statement is incorrect because it's more like the thickness of a telephone book. So a lot of work goes into this. It gets checked. We have advisors along the way, you know, looking from various perspectives at the deal, compliance from a competition perspective, from a legal perspective, from a tax perspective. There are so many things to keep in mind. And we're thankful for all the experts who made this possible, because we did that in a fairly short timeline. And today we listed and trading and looking forward to the road ahead.
We certainly are looking forward to the road ahead, and maybe it will be filled with an acceleration in progress and a shifting gears in terms of your operations. All of that is deliberate. Those puns are intended there, Faan. And maybe this helps us contextualize the vision for growth within the business. We're well aware, as you've mentioned, you sell more than 14,000 cars a month, but it has been a very depressed consumer environment in South Africa. High interest rates, struggling consumers in terms of spending. Help us understand how you're hoping to ensure the defensiveness of your sales and competitiveness of your business despite the economic climate in the country.
Yeah, we have been over the last 20 years through various cycles, positive and negative. So it's not something new that we haven't experienced before. Right now, our economic circumstances aren't ideal for trading. However, having said that, we've recently had record months. So it shows the resilience of our business model, which is to serve the whole car market, the whole car park, if you will, which means that there's 11 million vehicles on the roads in South Africa. Mm. Some are 20 years old and some are brand new. And with We Buy Cars, we have the ability, the know-how and the technology and the data to be able to price all these vehicles accurately. And we have a footprint where we can service sellers of these vehicles wherever they are and offer them a fair price straight away, money in the bank. So that's the reason why we're successful and why people use us over and over and over again. It's for safety and convenience sake. So when we have an economic period like we have right now, where new vehicles aren't selling as they should. In fact, we've experienced month on month on month on month of decline in new vehicle sales, and comparing them year on year, it's also not a rosy picture. Mm-hmm. Now, I do expect this to improve once interest rates get better and recover, but we're not holding our breath for that. In the meantime, we try and stimulate the trade within the pool of used vehicles, this 11 million that we're talking about. And right now, about 150,000 of these vehicles get or change ownership every month, which means the used vehicle market is far more buoyant and resilient compared to the new market, and it's always active, and the ebbs and flows or up and down there is not as severe.
100%. Fun, I'm also intrigued because growth fundamentally is what you'll be looking for within the entity. I'm keen to understand if there is a strategy to broaden the scope of services that you might offer. And I mean, my mind is going everywhere in terms of telematics, insurance, and maybe other services. Is that something that has been considered by yourselves as executives?
Absolutely, yes. The one thing we don't want to do is to lose focus. But having said that, we have in recent years started offering telematics and insurance and warranties and various other ancillary products that we've been able to launch within the business quite successfully. So we're proud of that. And there's a lot more to come. You know, we want to stay agile and at the cutting edge of mobility. And this might even mean that we start doing subscriptions in the future, or car rentals, or different types of vehicle finance in order to serve our customers. So, yeah, we are agile, we fast moving, and whenever these changes happen, it must happen first within We Buy Cars.
100% fun. Really looking forward to many more of the updates that we'll hear from you and the executive team. Looking forward to speaking to you at least twice a year now, given that you have to publish your financial results publicly. So we wish you all the growth and success going forward and continue contributing positively to South Africa's economy. But before you go, these horns are for you, just to congratulate you and the team at We Buy Cars on this listing. Congratulations, Fun.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That's Faan van der Walt, who is the CEO of We Buy Cars, joining us this evening to unpack just some insight, right, and much of the excitement around the listing. He's spoken us through the regulatory hurdles that they've had to navigate, the journey that they've walked so far as entrepreneurs, and of course, highlighted some of the growth opportunities that they will explore.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.